Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
We are back after the break. Little news break on many of these fine Biz Talk Radio affiliates. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. And John Bagnasco, and of course, Facebook Live. We are back, hour number two. Questions, comments right there. We'll continue to monitor. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Learning a whole lot today. That's what the show is all about. Entertainment, learning, education, and getting together with your garden buddies.
You know, Dale on Facebook told us a little bit about the Praxis tomato, and he said that I was right, it is a cherry tomato, but he says it's really sweet and fast growing. It sounds like your kind of tomato, Brian. But we have one called Candyland Red that was an All-American selection. And it's a currant type tomato. Have you ever grown currant type tomatoes, Tiger?
Yeah.
They're like cherry tomatoes, but smaller.
Yeah.
The fruit.
Wow. Oh, it's like grapes.
No, smaller than that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, raisin.
Well, they're not shriveled.
No, but I mean, but they're like that size, yeah.
You can pop them in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're for.
It'd be great to take to the movies.
But currant tomatoes are huge plants. They just grow. I mean, it's like a weedy tomato. But this is Candyland is one that is well-behaved. So for probably the most compact of all the currant-type tomatoes.
Well,
and like I said, it was an All-American selection.
And when you say well-behaved and compact.
Well,
what are we talking?
I don't mean dwarf, but I mean compared to a regular.
4 feet tall?
No, more like five.
Okay, because I was going to say, I mean, those currants, they're large bushes.
Yeah, they're huge.
And they take over areas. So,
right.
But, I mean, 5 feet tall isn't bad.
John, what is the name of that rose that I'm going to post on Facebook?
Oh, Beauty From Within.
Oh, I can remember that.
Yeah, it's a rose from Pierre Aurard in France. And Aurard has got some beautiful roses. There are not very many of them are here in the U.S., but I was looking at his website the other day, and I even sent him an email asking there was a way we could get some roses over here, but unfortunately he doesn't ship to the U.S.
Hey, I got a question for you. Wilson Trees.
Yeah.
Do you know if they do the weeping mulberry? I don't think they do, that I recall.
Huh.
Because
I don't know.
Ellie Cook is the company that's going to be no longer next year.
Right.
And that's who we used to get that weeping mulberry from.
Mm-hmm.
And if Dave Wilson doesn't pick it up, we won't be able to find that. And that's an amazing tree. If people like mulberry fruit and they don't want a massive, fast-growing, just a ridiculously enormous tree, the weeping mulberry is one that stays compact, grows easily, and gives you a ton of mulberry fruit. And I'm really going to be bummed if Dave Wilson doesn't pick that one up.
Yeah, you know, I had a white mulberry
uh-huh.
planted in I don't know if you remember, Tiger, but on the side of my house, I have a little 6-inch area between the fence.
I saw that.
You planted it with vegetables.
That's right.
Because your daughter and I looked at it and said, that's not 6 inches, but anyway.
Right. Well, anyway, I put a mulberry tree in there 1 year. And I thought it would stay smaller because
it's a very small area, John.
White instead of a black mulberry.
No way.
It was a huge mistake. It took me like 3 years to finally get rid of it.
Well, your daughter and I are very surprised at everything you're trying to cram into that small little area. Yeah. I mean, it's very small.
Well, you know, and the funny thing about that area in John's yard is it's off to the side of the house. It's not even really seen unless you go over there. I think you have some stuff stored on
the
side.
You know what it is? It's filler.
But he has a whole backyard, and he focuses on this little area to try to make it happen. If you would have just put bark chips down and forget about it, it wouldn't even matter. He still has a whole back half acre that he can work on.
All right, but you – Tiger, now listen.
Look, he's without words.
If I wanted to plant tomatoes, where would I plant them other than that area? Tell me.
Okay.
This is going to be sacrilegious.
I know why he said that.
Take out some roses.
Exactly.
But I think it also has to do with making sure the tomatoes get sun.
Well, yeah, right? But any area in my backyard where the tomatoes would get sun.
He has roses. There's
roses. Oh, rose would
grow. Right. Okay, by the way, Beauty From Within is posted on our Facebook page. If you're watching the show on Facebook, want to go to our Facebook page, John's Beauty From Within is now posted.
Right. And if you're not on Facebook, you can just look up Beauty From Within on Google and go to images and probably see what it looks like.
And by the way, John
not
did
not as good as the one John took.
John put a link to our website.
That was a nice rose for this time of year, though, right?
Yeah, very nice. Are you kidding? It's very nice. Anyway, so our link to Garden America is on our Facebook page, too, if you want to go there and see some of the items we have for sale, what we've been talking about so far, some of those tomatoes and things that are only going to be available for a very short time. So there you go.
When do we start shipping?
This year we're going 2 weeks later than last year. Last year our first shipment was March 2nd.
Can I correct you, which I don't like to do on the air a lot?
Okay.
You mean when is John going to start shipping?
No, I helped ship.
Hey, he helped last year.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't grow, but I help him ship them.
But he ships.
He did.
Yeah. And John did tell me if it wasn't for Tiger, I couldn't have gotten this done.
That's right.
But exactly who packs better, John or Tiger?
No one packs as good as me. But
yeah, John's
got
been doing it for 15 years.
And he's probably fast at it, too, right?
He is good.
Is it like the old Lucy show on the candy factory?
We have this little conveyor belt bringing down things, and we're trying to put them in boxes as fast
really
as
quick.
The belt goes.
And then whatever,
I have to hit the red button every
whatever
once in a
can't
while.
Pack in time, you just eat it, right?
You do know I forgot what I was going to say. And I thought it was important.
No, we're talking about a rose.
We're talking about roses. And we were talking about tomatoes before that. And
no, you were talking about a rose is what you left off on, though.
Yes.
Hmm.
It's all right. And then
if you stop thinking about trying to think about it, it'll come back to you. That's what I've started doing lately. And I remembered something when I was 14.
Oh, it came back to me. You were right. I got a call from Bill from Chico.
Yes.
During the week. And he wanted to know when tomatoes were going to be ready to order.
I didn't know we were open for business during the week. We have listeners calling John during the week asking questions. That's great.
They usually call the people they like. Do you guys get any calls during the week?
Tons of calls. I refer them to John.
Hey, but
anyway, Bill called you from Chico.
He was just raving about the Tasmanian chocolate tomato. And he said, recommend that to anyone. He said, you cannot find a better tomato than Tasmanian chocolate. And that's not a grafted tomato, so it's less expensive.
Wow.
But it's one of the new super dwarf tomatoes. So, you know, you put a stake out there and that will easily hold it up. But they only get to be about 36 inches tall, maybe 4 feet at the most.
So a small cage?
No. As you mentioned, they kind of hold their own.
They do.
Which is nice.
They do. But what he was saying, and that's true, the super dwarfs are really stocky and sturdy, so a cage would be fine for most of them, or they almost stand up by themselves. But he was saying that they had so many tomatoes, and the tomatoes were so big, that it would fall over. So it's just a stake to hold it up.
So a very prolific season for him.
Yeah, but he just said the flavor was unbelievable. And he was shocked because he put it out about that time where we're going to start shipping May 19th up in Chico. And Chico is a little farther north in California.
Pretty hot up there,
right? We are.
Cold and hot.
Yeah, but it's cold in the spring. And he said he put that in, and then he got rain and cold, and they're little tiny 2-inch tomatoes.
And it survived.
Well, he said not only survived, it thrived. It just was unbelievable.
And it's not even grafted. You'd expect that from a grafted tomato.
Yeah, we did graft them 1 year, and then we kind of thought, why do we need to graft these?
Now, what about disease resistance on that tomato?
Well, you know, I don't know if they're – I haven't heard any problems with diseases, but I don't know if they're actually disease resistant.
So if it's tenacious and disease resistant, why graft, right?
Well, but the nice thing about these, because they're so compact and dwarf, you can put them in containers. So you stick them in a 5-gallon container, and you've got a nice tomato during the year. Put it out on your patio. And we have six varieties of those this year. But I think the Dwarf Tomato Project, which is a worldwide amateur project with backyard tomato breeders all over the world getting these things together, I think they're up to like 50 or 60 different varieties now.
Wow.
But easily kept on a patio or pool.
Yeah.
You know,
they really,
nice
really
about
are.
It.
Really
there's
nice.
Speaking of pictures, there's two pictures I need to take and send to you. One is the ficus that you gave me, and the other are the two palms that you gave me. Said leave them in there for a year in the pot.
I got more of those if you want.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you got to see these suckers.
Washington palm?
How big they are.
No, they were queen palms.
Queen palms, yeah. All right, 60 minutes after the hour. Break time once again here as we continue hour number two. Facebook Live, thank you for viewing. Thank you for tuning in. John Bignasker, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. We are going nowhere, but we're going to come right back at the
same
time.
You know, a simple change in your lawn care practices this fall can create a carpet of green next spring that's safe for children and pets. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America. When the weather begins to cool, your lawn starts to build back its root system and needs extra nourishment. That's why experts agree that fall is the best time to fertilize your lawn. Most lawn fertilizers release their nutrients quickly, which produces lots of clippings and reduces root growth. But Milorganite, an organic nitrogen fertilizer feeds your lawn slowly throughout the fall, providing more green color with less clippings and maximum recovery from summer stress. It's a trick golf course superintendents have used for decades. Milorganite applied now will help your lawn green up faster in spring while helping it recover quickly from winter damage. You'll improve your lawn's overall health and greatly reduce weed problems. So give your lawn the food it needs. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you. Again, that's Milorganite.com.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Back here on Garden America, thank you so much as we continue on your Saturday morning, 21 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Again, phone calls, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, or Facebook Live. Do you have any email questions, John, or anything you can share?
You know, I don't know because I haven't gone to check my email.
Well,
I
think you should. There's a Facebook question if we want to go.
Oh,
there.
Let's do that first, Tiger. Go ahead.
Okay, Laura had requested a suggestion for a medium-sized, I think she described it as hardy tomato. And she said, you know, that's flavorful. And she mentioned Early Girl, and she says it's a good tomato, but not very flavorful.
What? And no. Early Girl is one of the most flavorful tomatoes out there.
It should be, right?
I'm just saying what she said.
As a matter of fact, Brian and I were judges in a tomato
Gosh, that was years
contest,
ago.
Right,
at Vons, in the Vons parking lot.
In the Vons parking lot was Sean Stiles, as I recall.
God, there's a name from the past.
Well, he's still
around, I know.
He still does the news.
Anyway.
Weather. But anyway, the winner of that was Early Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's
looking for something like that, right?
Yeah. She's, you know, a medium-sized tomato, but one
fireworks.
Of these, that's a good one, right?
Medium size?
Yeah. I mean, Brandywine would be considered a medium size, right?
No, Brandywine is a beefsteak type pound.
So
maybe even bigger.
Fireworks if you don't like Early Girl.
Yeah.
And Fireworks is earlier than Early Girl.
But one of the things I will say, because I agree with you, John, that she mentioned Early Girl and wasn't flavorful, is you also have to consider some of the growing techniques that you have. It changed the flavor of these tomatoes. So people that water a lot, you know, they'll have a tendency to have a watered down flavored tomato.
Right.
That's a good point.
You know,
you want to let
that tomato look wilted before you kind of rewater again. You don't
let it tell you when it needs water.
You don't always want to keep it growing strong. You want to let it look wilted. Also, the harvesting that you do affects the flavor. So, you know, I think a lot of vegetable growers will tell you to, you know, water and then harvest a day later. So that way, again, it's not a waterlogged fruit when you harvest it. And then they also suggest letting it set for a day after you harvest it.
Now,
to get that sugars back into it kind of a thing.
Same theory, whether it's in a pot or the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing to remember is after you harvest a tomato, do not put it in the refrigerator.
Yep.
Never put tomatoes in the refrigerator.
A countertop.
It takes away the flavor.
Yeah.
Most any vegetable garden that you have, zucchini, cucumber, onions, you know, all of those should be kind of more countertop vegetables. I mean, lettuces and stuff like that, the leafy greens.
They should go in the crisper.
But any kind of springtime,
even onions, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You should always keep those kind of countertop They're the best. And then it might not last as long. You know, sometimes the refrigerator does extend the life of that vegetable to kind of get you to use it a week or two later.
Can use your common sense, right? Like iceberg lettuce obviously wants to be cold.
Well, now, tomatoes
what
about
San Francisco fog tomato then?
I knew about tomatoes being on the counter, but onions, that's something I'm going to remember because, Dana keeps the tomatoes on the counter all the time.
Uh-huh.
Onions, not so much. So, okay, that's
good. I did get an email question from Eleanor, who kind of a question and a little bit of a reprimand.
All right, let's hear it, John. We love a little controversy on this show.
Well, she says you talked and talked about this soil product, and you never gave the name of it. She goes, "I can get it at Ace Hardware. What is the name of it?"
That's the interview we did with Mike
that,
Taylor.
That Humate
so,
product.
Yeah. So
what's
under
it called?
Under the Natural Guard line, it's called Humate or Soil Activator. They sell it two different ways. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Humate.
Can you put that
put
up?
Put that up to the, here, I'll get it right
so
there.
So H-U-M-A-T-E.
Yeah. And that's under the Natural Guard line of products that they have.
And that's the liquid form. You said it's also in
a granular form. Well. Yeah.
Okay.
So, got that.
So Humate, or what was the other name? I forgot it already.
Soil activator.
Okay.
And then, I mean, you know, we'll also tell our listeners, for people that can't find it under those, John and Bob's soil activator is kind of the same principles.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
You know, it's Humate-based and humic acid. And so if you can't find those ones, John and Bob's would be your product that you want to choose. And it's the John and Bob's soil activator.
You're pretty impressed. I just pulled that up right there.
That was, yeah. They remembered
you know
it was
that?
In the room. Good
uh-huh.
job.
Yeah, I know it's in here. And that was good. That wasn't even a setup. Anyway, good question. Thank you for that question. Anything else, John?
Another question came over from our listeners on the Facebook was determinate versus indeterminate. What are we talking here when we're talking tomatoes? So
yeah, that's a good question.
For tomatoes, determinate versus indeterminate. Determinate is going to be something that has, the way that I explain it, and John will probably, you know, put his own two cents on it.
He'll counter.
That, well, it has a specific season.
What
and,
you meant was that I'll probably supplement what you have
exactly.
to say.
It's a specific season.
It has a specific season and a specific kind of harvest time and growth height and all of that. So a determinate tomato will kind of be like, okay, this is something that's going to be harvested in May. And after that, it's more or less kind of done, and it reaches 4 feet, and you're kind of good to go from there.
Indeterminate
is something that kind of continuously goes. So it can have multiple harvest sequences, and also they have a tendency to get those large kind of bushy kind of style plants because they can keep growing for a longer season with a bigger kind of, you know, span on that. So, you know, they don't quite have the same cutoff as a determinant, I would say. What do you want to supplement with that?
I like that.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, determinant tomatoes, for the most part, are grown commercially. And the reason is, as Tiger says, that they grow to a certain height so they don't get out of bounds. And then they set their fruit all at one time. So you can go in and harvest without having to send crews in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, day after day for weeks and weeks. So most of those are grown commercially, and most of what we grow in our gardens are indeterminate. There is an advantage to indeterminate tomatoes for homeowners, though, because they won't grow out of bounds if you have smaller spaces. But the new dwarfs, the dwarf tomatoes that we have, the super dwarfs, are indeterminate determinants. And what I mean by that is that the plant stays short like a determinate tomato,
right?
But it continues to fruit
produce
like an indeterminate tomato.
An indeterminate determinant.
Yeah. So I hope that confuses you, Laura.
Yeah.
But
it makes sense.
Yeah. But so that's the main thing. Just realize that if you have an indeterminate tomato, don't buy one of those $1.99 tomato
small
cages.
Because
it's not going to work. It's just going to fall over.
Yeah.
All right, break time once again, 855-424-9825. Want to give us a call, questions, comments, also Facebook Live, obviously, as we've been taking questions. John at GardenAmerica.com. Hey, we've got 30 more minutes to fill here, so help us out. More questions, more comments as we approach 30 minutes after. And again, 30 minutes to go here on a Saturday with Garden America.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com.
It is Garden America. Yes, indeed. Having a good time during the break. And I'm sure people wonder, what the heck are you guys talking about? They see all this back and forth banter.
Tiger's teasing me.
Yeah, we talk about John.
We always talk about
John. He said there's a question for you on Facebook Live.
When you had your headphones on.
No. So I put my headphones on to look at the question.
That's the only way you can read it.
That's what that was.
It's like, oh, come on. You know, when you're old, you shouldn't make fun of people like that. Anyway.
So the question is?
Is from Wick. From Wick.
Wick?
From Rick.
Rick.
Yes, I was channeling the Princess Bride.
I thought you Elmer Fudd
for a second.
We have a question from Wick.
With Malwidge. So, Rick says, John, I think when you first started selling grafted tomatoes years ago, there was a tomato, and I think it was from Israel. It was the rage for several years.
Yep.
What happened to that tomato? It might have been a cherry. Rick's got a great
memory. He's got a great memory. Right. He sure does.
It was about that. It was the year, I think it might have been the year before we started grafted, because this tomato was not grafted.
Mm-hmm.
But
isn't that where grafted tomatoes originally came from, was Israel or not?
They originally came from Australia, then went from Australia to Asia, and then from Asia to Israel.
Okay.
And then over to the U.S.
Okay. So Israel is involved. So that tomato that he's talking about with that great memory of his.
It's called Tomachio, which is kind of weird.
Tomachio.
Yeah, it sounds Italian, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And I don't know if you remember, Brian, but the cool thing about Tomachio was that it dried on the stem. So you could have dried tomatoes.
Already ready to go.
Without having to put them in a food dehydrator or anything like that. And they were so sweet. It was like one of the sweetest things there you'd ever want to eat.
So what did happen to Tomachio?
Well, for one thing, they were really expensive, and more expensive than a grafted tomato. And talk about vigorous plants not being grafted. Those things would grow like 12 feet tall. And now, I don't know. The name of the company that put them out was from Israel. It was called Hishtel. And they're now, I think they came to the U.S., So they may be available, but if anybody out there wants it, what you have to look for is the name Tomachio. So that's the name of that tomato.
There was another one that you mentioned this past year that was a sun-dried tomato, wasn't there? Wasn't there a new one that you were saying coming out? I want to say it had sugar in the name, but no? I might have been mistaken.
Well, the only one I think we have with sugar is sun sugar. Well,
the sun sugar, which is the one that I love, one of my favorites.
That's just a cherry, though.
Oh, it's just like eating candy.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I had Al call me from Rocky River, Ohio.
Are we supposed to know this Al? You say it as if, hey, old Al called.
Good old Al.
Hey, Al. Not Weird Al Yankovic, right?
No. I didn't want to say his last name.
Oh, okay,
on the radio.
That's fine. That's okay.
But he called from Rocky River, Ohio, and he mentioned that last year we recommended some tomatoes to him, and they were phenomenal for his area because he has a short growing season.
Mm-hmm.
But he liked Super Fantastic and Cloudy Day.
Now, does Cloudy Day, does that represent the name in terms of can it be grown in cool weather?
It absolutely does. It's a great tomato for coastal areas, or for areas with really short growing seasons.
What was the other one with the fog, but it doesn't taste?
San Francisco fog.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste good.
Right. Cloudy days like a San Francisco fog with good flavor.
With flavor, okay.
Yeah. Carolyn says, we love Sun Sugar.
Yep.
Thanks for reminding me to order it, Brian.
Thank you, Kim. Well, absolutely. That was one of the ones that we tasted at the tomato tasting was the Sun Sugar.
Really?
Yeah, because that's when I'd never had it before. I went crazy
over it. Well, you've grown Sun Sugar on your patio.
Yes.
You had a grafted Sun Sugar, yeah,
absolutely,
so
yep.
You really liked that.
But I remember we had to rate the tomatoes. Like, was it 1 through 10 or something?
Right.
And I gave it if 10 was the best, I gave it a 10. I loved
think
it.
We had different characteristics that we
right.
rated them on. One was obviously the
flavor
was the most important, but appearance and right. things like that.
Which I got confused because I judged everything on the way John was dressed that day and his appearance. And it messed up the whole rating thing. System.
Because gave everything got a 1 instead of a 10.
Appearance?
Yeah.
Give him a 4. You know, not bad. Could have dressed up a little more for the event. Now the questions just keep
Dale
on.
Dale says, what about, well, it looks like people are thinking about tomatoes right now.
We've got people on Facebook.
By the way, that little area on the side of my house that we were talking about,
yeah.
The tomato plants right now are the biggest they've been since I planted them.
So you planted those in spring of last year, right?
No, I didn't plant them till June.
Oh, is that?
Really? The absolute wrong time.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you put soil in there? Did you amend and do the whole thing just like you would if you were in a pot?
No.
It didn't look like it,
no.
Which is why I'm surprised anything's growing there.
Well, they were grafted, so that made them a lot stronger
right.
to begin with. The most prolific tomato, since we're talking about tomatoes, we're bringing back Pequeno. Last year we could not get the seeds for Pequeno. And Pequeno is one of the most sought-after tomatoes in the world, and the reason is that it's a tomato from Sicily. And Sicily got the designation for tomatoes, like for the Pequeno tomato, same type of designation that France has for champagne.
Yeah, different regions with wine.
Right, so you can't get champagne anywhere outside of France. You have to call it sparkling wine if it's from somewhere else. Well, it's the same thing with this Pequeno. To get Pequeno, it has to come from Sicily, and the Sicilians don't let the seeds out of the country. So the only way you could get it was to know somebody who used to be your co-host on the radio show and have her daughter live in Italy, buy some of those tomatoes, and then ship the seeds over. So
you said the most sought after in the entire planet?
Yeah.
There's 7 billion people looking for those seeds.
Yeah, I dare you to argue with me about that.
I would never. No way.
It's one of those things that who knows. But anyway, it's really a desirable tomato. The reason I brought this up is that we do have it again this year. But my neighbor, who did not plant a garden this year.
As you look at your backyard, left-hand side neighbor?
Yeah, where I had my tomatoes.
Okay.
Facing my house, the right-hand side.
Right-hand side, okay.
Anyway, he got one of his biggest tomato crops ever, even though he didn't plant any tomatoes.
Because they blew over from your place.
Because the Pequeno tomato that I had planted the year before came up from seed over there.
Yep.
And I'm not kidding, hundreds and hundreds of tomatoes that he never watered.
He just let it go, right?
It was on a hillside, and he was shocked when I said, hey, you know, you need to pick some of these tomatoes. He says, golly, and, you know, we had a dry year.
He know that it was your tomato plant?
Well, I told him that it probably
was. Okay, he just thinks tomatoes pop up anywhere.
No, he used to grow tomatoes. He didn't plant a garden last year.
Okay.
So he said, golly, he said, I can't believe this thing grew without any water. And I said, you know, every now and then when I'm watering, I shoot some water
over there. Oh, that's funny.
And he did offer me tomatoes, but I turned him down, but that's how prolific Pequeno is.
So Pequeno is available. We have Pequeno.
The first year Pequeno came out, it was $20 for a 4-inch plant not grafted.
Wow.
And now you can get it for $9.95 for a grafted plant.
Okay, now this is all happening on GardenAmerica.com?
It's where it's all happening,
Brian. It's all happening, and we have a link. I think Tiger put up a link there. Mm-hmm. So as you're listening and watching the show, you can go there and see what we're talking about.
You can, but, you know, be honest. How difficult is it to go to GardenAmerica.com without a link?
Yeah, but we make it simple.
We make it easy for people.
Make it
though.
Easy. They're right. You know what it is? It's top of mind. We're talking about.
Well, if
it
you're
right
watching
now.
Facebook, yes, you can just click on it.
Yeah,
right?
Just click on it. Yes,
I see that. Okay.
You click on it, you click on it, and you there click on it.
And then Kathy says that Juliet's also very productive for her. She learned how to freeze small tomatoes on YouTube.
Wow,
soups and stews. So that's another really popular tomato, Juliet.
Yeah.
We have a few three-packs we're offering this year. One is an heirloom collection, and the other is salad slicer, something else.
Sauce?
Sauce tomato. That's exactly right. SSS.
Boy, you know what? That's like that's a dartboard. He threw a dart, and it happened to land right in the middle.
I'm just trying to think of what other
tomatoes. That was good.
Are.
But the third one is the first to ripen tomatoes. And with those three, you get Early Girl, Fireworks that we talked about, and what Kathy just mentioned, Juliet.
Is there a late boy?
There are really late tomatoes. That
Why not a late boy? You got an Early Girl, get a late boy. Why not? All right, 45
minutes.
Well,
think about that during the break.
45 minutes after the hour. Hey, one more segment coming up. If you want to talk tomatoes, ask more tomato questions, we'll do that. Roses, whatever's on your mind, maybe a phone call. How about that? The old-fashioned way. 855-424-9825.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment, just like that. Boy, 2 hours talking about a lot of things today. First hour with Mark Taylor talking about getting ready for spring and all the amending and fertilizers, things you have to do lately, roses, and now we're into tomatoes and everything that we're selling on our website at GardenAmerica.com.
Hey, good friend of the show, Jimmy in Oceanside, sent us a note.
Hello, Jimmy. Boy, talk about a longtime listener.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, if you have Facebook, you know, you can tune in and watch us.
Yeah, but Jimmy's got things to do.
Jimmy's busy.
Anyway, he says, hi, John. Speaking of super dwarfs, we were talking about the super dwarf tomato.
Right.
He says, I planted an Iditarod, which is one of the tomatoes, the six that we carry, he says, in June, and it's still going strong. Now, this is a super dwarf, but for Jimmy, it grew to 7 feet.
What?
And he trimmed it back.
Oh, he says,
during a windstorm, one of the large side branches broke off, and I propagated two clones, which have grown to 5 to 6 feet and are still producing. The fruit ranges from 3 to 10 ounces and is delicious.
Yeah, he does know what he's doing.
Well, when it comes to tomatoes, he knows what he's doing too. So if he says that Iditarod tastes good, that's another good one to try.
Exactly.
All right, then we got to switch quickly from.
Yeah, you go, boy.
From tomatoes to roses.
Okay.
Because Laura says, okay, roses. What's a reasonably priced, great-smelling rose? It seems the prettier the rose, the less they smell. Not necessarily true.
No.
But florist roses, that is true. They usually know fragrance because florist roses are bred to have thick petals, mm-hmm. so they last longer in a vase, and because of that, they don't give up their essential oils, which is where the fragrance is. But here's a tip, Laura. We'll give you names of a couple.
Yeah.
But the American Rose Society has an award called the James Alexander Gamble Fragrance Award. And there's only about maybe 16 roses that have won that award.
Is Mr. Lincoln in there?
Mr. Lincoln is one of them.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But those are supposed to be the most fragrant awards and most fragrant
roses.
Right.
Roses. And most of those are relatively inexpensive.
What about Pope John Paul?
No.
Not in it.
Not in there. I don't, unless it got one. But one I was going to recommend that you can't go wrong with is Double Delight.
Double Delight. The Dolly Parton rose.
Fragrance. No, not Dolly Parton. That's another rose.
That's another rose.
Yeah.
Which is also very fragrant.
Yes.
Dolly Parton is very fragrant. And there's also a sport of Dolly Parton called Dolly's sister.
Really?
She has a sister, you know.
Well, that's what it's called, Dolly's sister.
Well, her sister's name is Stella Parton. And she was a B-celebrity country singer.
Really?
Stella Parton, yes. Hmm. From my country days when I used to spin country records.
Yeah, well, anyway, Double Delight you can get anywhere. A smaller rose for a floor, Double Delight is a hybrid tea. But a smaller rose, Floribunda type, is Angel Face, also very fragrant. And then there's a lot of roses that have fragrant in the name, so that would be a clue. They probably smell good, like fragrant plum, fragrant apricot.
You know, I'm trying to remember if I've ever seen a Mr. Lincoln rose. Does it have red in it?
It is red.
It is red.
It's a red rose, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Very patriotic.
Deep red.
And it's a large flower, but it doesn't have a pointed center. It's kind of flat on the top.
Hmm.
So it's tall stems, flat top, like a top hat.
Okay.
So
that's the name.
That's the name, Mr. Lincoln, I think.
Okay.
So those are a few, but if you Google James Alexander Gamble Fragrance Award, you'll see the whole list.
You want a little Lincoln trivia quickly?
Yeah.
When he was assassinated, you can go to a museum or someplace, and they have all the things that he had on him, you know, in his pockets that night. One of the things he had with him was Confederate money.
Oh.
How about that?
Well, doesn't hurt to hedge your bets.
That's very good. You know, where's my rim shot? Go ahead, Tiger.
You know,
so I was going to mention, though, because if she's looking for a rose that's widely available, Double Delight.
Right.
I almost can guarantee every nursery is
going to
have
it, and it's
Double
great
Delight
fragrance.
You know,
and Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah, well, it's becoming harder and harder to find.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So not as common as Double Delight, I would say. But, you know, that's a good one. And she mentioned, you know, and this was interesting to me, she mentioned inexpensive. And, I mean, for the most part, roses across the board are the same price. You have unpatented and patented, which kind of sometimes make a price change. But the only other price change that I see in roses are David Austin's. David Austin's tend to be a lot more expensive
right.
because they are patented and then exclusively grown by the
right.
David Austin growers.
That's right.
So otherwise than that, I mean,
that's
kind of the same price.
Since you bring that up, Tiger, that's another good tip is most of the David Austin roses, not all of them, so you should read the description, but I would say the majority of those are very fragrant.
Yeah, they breed them, yeah.
Yeah, they're bred for their fragrance.
I know it's not fragrant, but I still want my George Byrne rose, which you say now is very hard to find.
I don't know about, I haven't seen George Byrne's for a while, but almost impossible to find is Gracie Allen.
Well, she died in 1964.
Did she?
He died in 1996. He lived to be 100.
Did I ever tell you the story about when George Burns was cheating on Gracie Allen?
This is a joke here.
No, this is a true story. And he was, I think he only did it once, and he felt extremely guilty. And so to make it up to Gracie, he didn't tell her what he had done, but he bought her this beautiful lamp that she set on this table. A long table, and it was at one end of the table. And a friend of hers came over and commented on how beautiful the lamp was. She goes, I know, I'd like one for the other side. I wish George would cheat on me again.
Yeah, no, that was her. Okay, final moments as we wrap things up here. People should obviously go to our website, GardenAmerica.com. Once you're there, you can see all the products, all the things we talked about this morning, and the various things we're selling. Also, the trip to England is on there, the itinerary.
That's right.
The newsletter, you want to get involved in the newsletter. What am I missing, John? What else is going on?
Well, just quickly, Keith from Point Loma wanted to know if we were going to have Indigo Rose this year. And we are going to have it in limited quantities. We're only shipping 2 weeks on Indigo Rose, and that is up on the website. So if you go to GardenAmerica.com, you'll see all the tomatoes and all the vegetables we have available for pre-order right now.
Okay.
Don't delay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That is going to do it as we wrap up another edition of the Garden America Radio Show. I want to thank all the boys. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Zach. I want to thank Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Most of all, thank you for listening, tuning in. Tell everybody you know. Let's increase our Facebook viewership. In the meantime, have yourself a good rest of your weekend. If you have 3 days off, congratulations. Enjoy your week. Until then, get growing, America. From all of us here at Garden America, take care. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.